everybody, and welcome to the Azarkan Tours podcast as we focus in on the World Junior Hockey Championship, which is coming up in Sweden. Guess who's joining us today?
Who?
There's four of us here today.
Oh my God, there's too many people in the studio.
Bryn Griffiths, Paul Almeida, Marty Forbes, and Jax the dog.
Jax the dog
did not want to be left alone. He's down here.
He's got his little toy in his mouth, which means he wants us to throw it or do something with it.
You just sit and enjoy.
Is he coming with us?
No. That would require at least another bag. So here we are. We're getting to the end of November. I just can't believe it already. And Paul, where do you want to dig in on this? And then we'll bring Marty in.
Well, we got a few things to go over. As we get close to the party on December 2nd, which is next Saturday, is the kickoff party here in Edmonton at the Kingsway Legion. And my house is full of bags. I showed you a picture.
Yeah.
It's like I have a four-level split. Three levels are full of red bags stuffed with things for the World Juniors, ready to be hopefully shipped out soon. We're just waiting for a couple of items to show up.
Okay.
I'm going to post this on the webpage, a list of all the things that are going to be in the bags. So, as you know, we have a scarf, toque, and mitts that are going to be in there. Of course, everybody has their jersey, as well as any extra jerseys or hoodies that they ordered.
Okay.
We have a Canada hat for everybody, like a ball cap. There's a document wallet that we're waiting to show up. We're waiting for a pillow blanket to show up as well.
A pillow blanket.
Yeah.
Explain that one, please.
Well, you fold the blanket up, you put it inside the pouch, and you can use it as a pillow. Okay. Or you can use the blanket, and it's I think a good thing for bus trips or especially for example the day trips to Copenhagen and Oslo. If you're a little bit cold coming back out of the cold temperatures,
and
want to warm up a little bit, you have the blanket, or you could use it as a little pillow on the plane, put it against the window, or against your neighbor's shoulder, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
and use it to take a little nap. And then we're waiting also for the document wallets. We have nice wallets for everybody to put their money and their cards and everything else, their passports, and we'll be sending that out. Bag tags are already in all the bags as well.
Okay.
And we also have little cards with for those that are joining us at Christmas time for a free drink on Christmas Eve, a free drink on Christmas Day.
Free drink.
Got yes.
It.
I fixed it on the itinerary for those that noticed.
I dropped a letter
on one of them.
Okay.
And then there's also a little card for a little gift on Christmas Day. And then we also have a free drink for the New Year's Day festival that we have, the New Year's party.
Okay.
Plus a card for a little gift at the New Year's party. And then we also included two free drinks at the Bear Pit. Will be a lively place, I think, in the evenings for us. So we're just waiting for those two items, and then we'll start shipping everything, hopefully, if not the end of next week, beginning of the following week. And on the webpage, we will list tracking numbers for everybody so that they can watch where their package is and when it might arrive. And so we're getting ready for that party. And, I really look forward to it. We have 80-some people coming. Again, we have Robert Clark is going to be there to sing O Canada. We're working on a little bit of entertainment after the dinner as well.
Okay.
I'll go over a few things during the party. And we're going to tape it, Bryn, I assume?
Yeah, we'll film it, and then on the Sunday, the following day, we'll send out a little film package so everybody can see the fun we had. You know, I'm not saying that I'm pumped up and ready to go here, but as we speak, we're taping this at 12:16 on Wednesday the 22nd. That's 12:16 Mountain Time, which means it's quarter after 8 in the evening in Gothenburg, where it's currently raining and plus 7. And in Stockholm, it's plus 2 with rain. So they're getting a little bit of moisture. This is a lot of the El Nino effect. Here in Alberta, I can't speak for the rest of the province, but we are sitting on about a minus 2 degree day right now, but we don't have any snow on the ground. That's the El Nino effect. The effect that they receive off of El Nino is precipitation. Talking to a weather expert this past week, he said we can expect a fair chunk of precipitation during our event there this time because of El Nino.
Well, and we even had it. I was in at the World Juniors in Malmo in 2014, I think it was.
Yeah.
And they had a little bit of snow, but they had a drizzle of rain almost every day. So, yeah, we should be prepared for that. Those type of temperatures around zero. Stockholm sometimes does get a little bit cooler on the east side of Sweden than on the west. So we might get minus temperatures in Stockholm and then close to zero to minus 10 in Gothenburg during the day evening type thing.
My good friend in Environment Canada says that traditionally on the east side in Stockholm, they would get snow, where Gothenburg is on the west coast, and they do get what he calls a Gulf Stream effect. And so he says they will get precipitation. And like I said, here in Western Canada, we're not getting anything like a normal winter so far, and probably won't at all. He said, but the last time we had a monstrous El Nino effect was in 1997. It was very, very wet in Sweden. So the one thing we should tell everybody is to make sure that you have rain gear, because you're probably going to require it based on how things have been historically.
Yeah, so and some shoes maybe that are
waterproof.
A little bit waterproof.
Yeah, exactly.
And again, we don't need any formal clothing on the tour, so comfortable shoes, something that you're going to be used to walking around all the time.
Quick dry.
Quick dry type things. Quick dry type pants.
Yep, absolutely.
Those sort of things I think are important.
You know who's joining us on this podcast purely because he was very, very worried about being insulted even further is Marty Forbes.
Yeah, and he's wearing his rain clothing already.
Exactly. So
did
how you doing?
Did you say I have to take a reindeer? This is going to be a problem. See, this
rain gear.
See, this is the problem we're going to have, Bryn, is his hearing isn't the greatest.
Yeah, exactly.
So we may have to write things down on a notepad for him once in a while.
Gear.
Gear. And then, he's turning 80-something on the tour, so.
It is your birthday. It was the 23rd or 22nd?
22nd of December.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Are you allowed to say how old you're going to be? Do you want to do that? You don't even want to go down that road?
Do you know what? I'm fine with it. I am so blessed to be here at age 73, and you guys will laugh because I try to stay healthy so I can keep going on these trips with clowns.
I believe that.
And Paul and I first met, actually, on the first trip I ever went with my daughter to Gothenburg, arena, and to a number of the cities we're going to be visiting again. And we've kind of hyped you, Bryn, saying, you know what? This part of the world is gentle. I love it over there. They're the nicest people. They're all small towns with rich history. The cuisine is spectacular. Fika.
I've heard.
To learn that's right. The afternoon coffee. That's right.
Yeah.
Coffee break and cake is what it's traditionally.
And my daughter, Lauren, who is on that trip, is also coming.
Nice.
And we have some other friends from the neighborhood that are coming. And I always love hanging around first timers.
From the gated community out in the country.
The gated community. Yeah.
No, I don't know if that's to keep them in or to keep us out.
Both. I've heard all great things about Fika. There's one problem for me. I can't eat the cake.
We'll help out there.
I'm sure you will.
Or cinnamon bun.
Yeah, exactly. Because my life has changed since our last trip years ago. But hey, I think we've talked plenty about that. Let's talk about some of the other things too. The information on the webpage is essential.
Well, we just put up a itinerary. Day by day itinerary to help everybody out in terms of everybody keeps asking me, Paul, what are we doing every day? How are we getting here? The biggest question I always got was, how are we getting from Stockholm to Gothenburg? Well, we have buses for that.
Okay.
Everybody's like, do we need an airline ticket? Do we need some other type of transportation ticket? No, we include the buses. So the buses are actually, we have four buses coming over from Finland because our partner in Finland is helping me with this tour.
Okay.
And so they will take the ferry across, meet us in Stockholm. And then the buses are going to go with us to Gothenburg. And then in Gothenburg, we'll have those four buses every day. On the days that we have tours out of the city, we have four Swedish local buses that are going to help us out with that. And we'll have the bus lists up very soon. People have told us who they want to sit with at the games. They've told us who they want to be on buses with. So we're going to get those things put up pretty soon.
Am I sitting with the group this time, not like last time? Which by the way, I got to tell you, it was a lot of fun for me. because you had me right in the middle of the section with the Russian parents for the gold medal game. And as uncomfortable as I was during the warm-up, as you started to try to talk to them a little bit, it was a lot of fun to have. I would show them the program, and I'd point out on the ice, and they would point to their son's right. number, and I was able to see it, which is worked great for me for two reasons. One, I didn't yell at the son.
If there's something against
Team Canada. But the other thing, too, it was just fun to watch. And then I circled the name, and I kept the program.
Nice.
Because you don't know how these kids are going to get drafted and where they're going to show
up.
And that's all part of the fun. So I'm looking forward to it.
Hang on a second. I have to remind you. Uh-huh. Because I'm sitting in the suite with my buddy Paul.
In the suite.
And we in look around, suite. And who comes in? Bill Guerin comes in, and Toddy Marchant comes in, and Bryn pushes us aside. Do you know these guys?
Oh,
no.
Man.
And he is off with these guys. Tretiak. There's Tretiak down there. And he bails on us. We try to help him along, but there's somebody more important.
I brought them by the suite, you know, so, and we tried to get them to work around as much. The nice part for us is at the hotel is that we're in the TSN hotel, so you never know who's going to drop by and say hi. I can't make any promises, but they all know we're there. They'll definitely know we're there. There's beverages being served. They know there's beverages being served, so you just don't know who's going to surprise. You don't know who's going to come from other hotels because we're going to be in the party place.
That's right, and we'll be in touch with some of the people we know.
Yep.
And let them know that they're welcome to come by, do the podcast with us, have a drink with us in the evening. So for those of you that are wondering what to do in the evening, I suggest the bear pit might be a good place to be a lot of times. So
okay.
A couple of other things we've added, of course, you know, like I said, the rooming lists and arrival departures lists will be up next week. We're just confirming some of the last minute flights with some people. We've also added on the group webpage, for those of you who might not be on one of the pickup times that are doing your own flights, we added some taxis that were recommended to us by the hotels if you're looking to book a taxi to come to the hotel. We also have on there the airport bus, and for Stockholm, the Arlanda Express as well, which you've booked already today.
I booked my ticket this morning, actually. So
you're ready to go.
I'll see you there just in time for Marty's birthday party.
Excellent.
The bash.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And then one other thing I'd like to mention is for those of you that are joining us in France and Belgium, we have that itinerary up as well. And these itineraries are going to, you know, be updated as we go along. They're pretty close to finish, though, but we'll add a few things as we get closer as well.
Okay.
Now, the one thing with the France and Belgium is we had a deadline this week for the Moulin Rouge. We went back to them with our numbers. We had 30-some. We were holding 50. So they said that they'll hold another 10, 12 for us till the end of the month. So those of you that maybe, you know, haven't thought about it or didn't get an opportunity to respond, you can still respond to that and let us know if you want to go to the Moulin Rouge. There's the link on the webpage to opt in for that.
It's an 18-plus show.
We're all 18 plus.
I just wanted to make that known. But anyway, okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, we're going to keep adding little posters on our webpage as well. One of the things that we have coming up is we're starting to get menus for a lot of our meals.
Right.
So we're going to put up a poster. For example, we have a poster up already for the cruise with the you know, menu for that day, so you could take a look at it. It's buffet style. So all our meals are buffet except for one. The one in the castle, they informed me this week that it'll be a served dinner.
Okay.
So because of that, we may need to make a list again of any allergies or anything else. So I'm going to go through the registration forms, because we asked for that on the registration forms. I'm going to make a list of all the allergies. We'll put it up on the webpage as well, so you could look and make sure that you're on there. If you're not, you can let me know and I can add it. But all the others, we're talking like the breakfast, and the breakfast is fantastic in Stockholm, fantastic in Gothenburg, lots of choices, lots of things you could, have a different breakfast almost every day. So when it comes to the buffets, obviously, if you have an allergy, you just stay away from stuff that you can't eat. But for that one dinner, we'll have to do something to get the list to them of any allergies that we might have.
Are they going
to
serve halibut? Because I would show up for a meal just for the halibut.
I knew you were going to say that.
I think I may have done that one earlier. But anyway, I just threw it out.
I think there's a lot of salmon from what I've seen.
Okay.
There's some herring.
All right. Sorry, what?
Herring.
So I lost my herring there for a second.
Pickled herring.
All right, yeah.
You know, Scandinavia, they eat a lot of herring.
Yeah.
The other thing I don't know if they're going to have, but I know the traditional Christmas fish is lutefisk.
Pardon?
Yeah, I'm not trying it.
I have no idea what that
is.
Well,
you look it up, and I don't know. That's up to you, man. Okay. Apparently, they take this fish, they put it in some substance that gives it a god-awful taste, and...
All right.
Anyway, they eat it.
What's that again?
Lutefisk.
Lutefisk.
So you could look it up if you want. I don't know. I'll have to check the menus to see if it's on the Christmas menu for us.
Okay.
But we'll have those menus up soon. And again, we'll go through the allergies. We'll post a sheet with all the allergies, and then people can let us know if they're not on there or if we need to adjust something.
Lutefisk.
And then I'd like to mention a little bit about the bear pit. Where
yeah,
you and
let's
I
do
will
it.
Be.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so
Marty will be hanging out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's right in the hotel, thank goodness.
That's right, right in the hotel lobby. Actually, the hotel's got an atrium right in the middle. Okay. So all the rooms are around the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Most rooms face the atrium. Only the rooms in the very front of the hotel face the outside.
Okay.
And a lot of them are the upgraded rooms. And we'll be in there most nights, well, every night after a Canada game, and then maybe some of the other nights we'll be in there as well. We'll have the hotel has made a special menu for us for late night dining. So food until 11, last order at 11, and then the bar is going to stay open till midnight. It could stay open longer if people still want to stay and have some more drinks.
So when you get in there right from the game, order your food.
That's like what I would
right
suggest.
Away.
Yeah, and you'll know the menu. Because the menu is going to, I'm going to put it up on the website.
Okay.
Menu is not going to change. They've given us some of the food options that they can provide at that time. And it's quite a good menu.
Yeah.
Like there's quite a bit on there. You've seen the menu, Bryn.
Halibut sticks.
No, there's no halibut sticks. But the thing is yeah, if you know the menu, I mean, as soon as you get back, you can put your order in, make sure you get your food.
Yep.
Last food order is at 11. And then we'll do our podcast as soon as we get back from the arena.
Yep.
And then after that, we're going to add some fun. So something fun, we're going to do Bear Pit Trivia.
Okay.
So what we're going to do...
How's that going to work?
Well, we're going to have a little hat where people can put their name in, and we'll draw 10 people.
Okay.
We'll have them at a table at the front.
Right.
And then we have 20 questions, multiple choice. We have little sheets where they mark their answer.
Okay.
And we'll have prizes.
I like the sound of that. After our podcast.
After the podcast. So we'll have a little fun after the podcast and something to keep everybody entertained. And those that aren't at the front there involved as a contestant.
You can cheer them on.
Well, we also have I made little pads with, you know.
I didn't know about this.
Well, this is all something new.
Okay.
I made little pads of paper with the question answer multiple choice answers so you could play along at the table if you want as well. So it's something to keep us entertained in the evening, have a little fun, and I think it'll be good. And we'll have, like I say, we're bringing a nice bag of prizes for these little evenings in the bear pit.
Halibut sticks? No.
No. Frozen. Captain Highliner is going to be a sponsor.
Right.
We'll just bring him over frozen, right?
I gotcha. Hey, Marty, will you have a thought or two on this?
You know what? Although we had a legendary train trip through the Czech Republic on the last trip, the reason I like the structure this time is we're minutes away after the game.
Yeah.
So all of our people are coming back to the same hotel, 9:30, I guess, we're on there, Paul. Or
The game's
between 9:30 and 10,
yeah,
I figured.
Yeah, 9:30 and 10. And, you know, go ahead, Marty, and then I'll mention something as well.
So, and there are people coming coast to coast. They're all going to have identifications. We're going to know who they are. So this is going to turn into a beehive. And watching you guys put the podcast together the last time was cool. These people love seeing this kind of stuff. So it's already going to add to the bonding. And most of the people have their cities on their shirts.
That's
now.
Right. So we'll know where they're from. That's something new that we've done this year. And I think it's great because people always ask me, oh, Paul, you know, do we have anybody else from Nova Scotia here? Well, you're going to be able to see it right on their jersey that there's a guy from Halifax, there's a guy from Truro, there's a guy from Dartmouth, there's a guy from Pictou, Nova Scotia, wherever the place may be.
Yep.
And so it's actually a good conversation piece as well if you're sitting at a table after the game or at the game or in the stands with you know, people sitting around you. You know exactly where they're from, and I think that's going to be a very good thing that we've done this year.
We also have one extra headset on this trip.
Uh-oh.
So if somebody wants to join in, we're going to try to mix it up. We don't want to have the same person on every podcast, but every once in a while.
Yep.
If we don't have special guests and there's a headset there, we'll welcome somebody from the audience to come up and join us and talk about the game.
Absolutely. Or the activities we've done that day.
Absolutely.
Whatever the case may be, yep. Or just talk in general. So yeah, we're going to keep that as a lively place after the games where we can all get together, have a little bit of fun. And just so you know, when the hotel made the menu, I told them, you know, make the food as affordable as possible. If you want people to be there and have drinks and everything else. So that's what they've done. We've compared the prices to other places around the hotel, other restaurants, and it's, you know, very favorable for us to order food there, that's for sure.
You know, you can come and you can have food there and you can join us and have some fun at the Bear Pit and you can still go out later.
Oh, yeah, you could still go out later, have a, go for a couple of other beers at another establishment around town. And the nice thing is we're very centrally located, which is nice.
Yeah.
So everything is right around us, easy to get to. You know, the way we're going to do the buses, about an hour to half hour before the game, our four buses are just going to keep going, dropping people off at the arena. So if you want to walk, that's fine. You could do that as well. But just remember, the last bus is going to leave about half hour before. And then the way we do the buses back is, like we always have done, 30 minutes after the final whistle.
Yeah.
So, you know, the buses are leaving 30 minutes after the final whistle. If you're there, you're there. If you're not there, you're not there.
And
so,
the walk is easy enough.
The walk, or maybe you want to go to a restaurant nearby.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to go to Leesburg because they have the Christmas show there, you know, the market. Mm-hmm. So, and that goes during between Christmas and New Year's as well. So the last thing I want to mention, Bryn, today is we've announced a few trips this week.
Right.
And we have one trip that only has 6 spots left. So we have our trip to Italy in the spring, which is going March 28th to April 11th. And the trip is, I mean, fantastic. It goes all the way from the north in Venice, all the way down to Capri and the Amalfi Coast, obviously Rome, Florence, all those great places are involved as well. So 6 spots left.
Okay.
I know we already have a couple of people on this trip that are going on the World Junior trip, but you know, if it's not for you, maybe let somebody you know about it. We can take people from anywhere in Canada. We can change the flights for them to meet us over there, or they can do their own flights. We're also going to be announcing, we're just waiting for the final information in the next couple of weeks, a trip to Portugal, September 19th to October 3rd.
Okay.
I think that one is probably going to sell pretty quickly. And we just announced a hockey tour, 2 hockey tours for August. So if you have any players in your area that are born 2008, 2009, we have a U16 boys trip that's going to Central Europe. We also have a 2011-12 team that is going to Central Europe in August. So that has been added to our Facebook page and to our main website page. And the last one is
a vintage tour,
old timers hockey tour.
A vintage tour,
vintage tour.
I don't like that word, old timers. I like to think of myself as a certain vintage now.
Yeah, okay,
you know.
Well, September 12th to 24th, we're going to be doing an old timers tour. We've done 2 already, or a vintage tour, as you like to call it, to Sweden, Finland, and Estonia.
Oh, wow.
And so usually we're looking for players 50 plus. We have a little tournament in Tampere there at the end of the tournament. So we might even take more than one team. We might enter a team in the 50 plus category. We might enter a team in the 65 plus category.
Okay.
So if you're interested and you have friends that play hockey and are interested in joining us in that tour, we'll have the information up on our website here right away as well.
Okay.
Other than that, follow us on Facebook. We keep putting things up on there. We'll add more things as we go along. And again, you listen to our podcast, give us some feedback. If there's something that you want us to talk about, let us know. Other than that, I suggest you go to our page that has the podcast, azarkan.net podcast, or if you go to azarkan.net, you'll see podcast at the top that you can click on and scroll through some of the old shows, because there's a lot of information on there in some of the old shows. And I hope you've enjoyed some of the guests that we've had so far.
Hey, before we go, let's just go around the table here. On little things that we do I guess 3 to 4 weeks out. Like the big one for me, like today, for example, I bought my ticket already for the train.
Yeah.
But I've started to download all my apps.
Yes.
So I'm ready to go so that I'm not caught off guard, because if there's one thing I can't stand, it's panicking the week before. So the big one for me inside 4 weeks is to get all my apps on my phone up to speed with the proper passwords and that kind of stuff. And now I'm starting to look ahead a little bit. But Marty, I know you got there's some apps that you love. You love TripCase is a big one for you.
TripCase is huge because it's owned by American Express, Sabre.
Okay.
So all the world travel goes on to that app. So when you dial your equipment or your facts in that Paul gives you, it is all chronologically ordered. And anything changes, you get a push notice. And I was on a plane in Portugal in April where TripCase beat my airline by 4 hours.
4 hours.
The other thing is, with the hotels, you get a little mapping as well. So yeah. If you decide to go out on your own after this and you got an Uber, you just go to the TripCase, hit that button, and it brings up your hotel that you probably can't pronounce and don't know where it is.
And the other one, too, for me that's really handy, and I'm on TripCase as well, I put everything in there, is my family gets a copy of the itinerary.
Absolutely.
So they know exactly where I am at all times if they need to reach me, because you can't always rely on mobile devices in some countries.
That's right.
But at least they can figure out what hotel you're at, or maybe you've booked it, or you've already put a dinner in, that kind of stuff. There's all that kind of thing.
Absolutely. The other thing I highly recommend, I always think first time overs.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a ton of people who've been over a bunch of times. Get a hold of us now. Ask these questions now. Know how the currency works. It's different over there.
Yeah.
Okay. And Paul does such a great job of this agenda. Every time he puts something new on there, I go to YouTube. If I'm going to Gant, Belgium for the first time, I want to know what people are saying and where, you know, I'm going to have a view of, we're going to see this. We're going to go on there. I got to remember to book this or do that if Paul hasn't already. So do some prep ahead of time.
Yeah. And the big one for me on YouTube is, everybody has filmed something. So I'm arriving at Stockholm Airport. How do I get from there to the hotel? I'll guarantee you I can find about 4 or 5 YouTube versions of how do I come through the doors and how do I find my way to the train station to get on the train to get me to the hotel. And I also use Google Navigation or Google Earth, which is great.
I've watched that airport one, and they tell you there is English on the ticket thing. That's a big deal.
It's a huge thing. So just do your homework, because trust me, it'll make it way less stressful, especially when you get off a plane after an 8-hour flight or a 10-hour flight, depending on where you're jumping on.
And the big ones for me are XE.
Okay.
The app XE, where you can put your currency exchange in there. So the nice thing about it is you can load on there already, the euro, the different Scandinavian currencies, so that when you get a price in a store, you type in that price in that currency, it tells you exactly what it is in Canadian before you buy it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's a little confusing, especially when you start talking Danish kroner, Swedish kroner, Norwegian kroner, then euros. That's an app for me that's a must. The other one is, if you're going over there with a bunch of friends, might be not a bad idea for you guys to get a little WhatsApp circle.
Absolutely.
So that, you know, you guys can communicate on WhatsApp.
Yeah. Or we are over here at this hotel, restaurant or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. And so that's a big one for me as well.
With that, Paul, sorry, people are using AirTags now as well. They'll put them in their pockets if they're going to go through the
Christmas fair. You can track everybody.
Yeah. And go,
It's great.
Lots I don't of know tricks. If I want to track you, Brenda.
No, I will be all over the place on my one day in Stockholm.
Yeah.
You'll have to drag me around a few places.
Maybe I'll put one in Mateo's. That's my son. Yes. He's 13 years old. He might wander off and get lost or something. But yeah, those are all apps that are important. The other thing I would suggest, and maybe not yet, because like I say, the itinerary is going to be updated.
Yep.
But you can actually open the itinerary on your phone, and you can save it to files.
Yes.
On your phone. And so what that does is when you go to files on your phone, you could look up the itinerary and just scroll through it every day.
I think you can put it on your homepage too, can you not? If you file it? I think you can. So I don't even have to go to files. I can actually have a little icon on there.
Yeah, I think you can.
With everything there.
I think fantastic. You can. So that's a great one as well. And then the other thing I recommend to people, and we ran into this in Czech Republic, was that people like to listen to our podcast the next morning.
Yeah, morning show radio.
And so one of the things you might want to do is go to our podcast webpage, azarkan.net/podcast, and subscribe so that, you know, if you go to bed early the night before, you're not going to be in the bear pit. It automatically downloads to whatever podcast app that you like to listen to. And the next morning, you can listen to it over breakfast, or you can listen to it, you know, at lunchtime, or as you're walking around Stockholm, because we'll be mentioning things that happened that day. We might even mention some things to look forward to the following day.
Yeah.
And it's a good catch up, too. If we have a really good guest, you may want to catch up on what they had to say as well. So a lot of good things. I mean, we're trying not to overwhelm everybody with too much information, but, you know, I do on my... You know, on the group page website, I do like to provide as much information as I can in terms of links to the places we're going, links to things that we're doing, just so that people have a very good idea of what's going on day by day over
there. There's only one rule. We know the rule. When Paul says be on the bus at that time, be on
5 minutes before his time. I don't worry about
anything else. Yeah. Just be there.
Exactly. I'm not that strict, am I?
You are harsh sometimes, but I think...
Thank goodness.
It's a good... Yeah, it's exactly right. Are we done, boys?
I think that's it. That's a long one, isn't it?
No, it's not bad. But we'll have... There's more coming before the trip, right?
Well, so, we'll probably be doing one of these every week leading up to the trip.
Yeah.
And we'll probably have a guest or two on here pretty soon as well.
Okay. Marty, thank you.
No, thanks for having me on.
Paul, guys. Thanks.
Looking forward to it.
I'm busy, man.
We couldn't trash Marty today because he's in the room.
I know. He's got his cane in his hand, right?
Anyway, so, ouch. Okay. So anyway, you know what this means? This means.